This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Many celebrities have made a claim to greatness, but only God is the great I Am. Jesus used this term, I Am, to state his truthful claim to being God. John 10:22-30 quotes Jesus as saying this, "Then came the feast of the dedication in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple area. The Jewish leaders surrounded him and asked, 'How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.' Jesus replied, 'I told you, and you do not believe. The deeds I do in the name of my Father testify about me, but you refuse to believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them from my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them from the hand of my Father. The Father and I are one." Father God, let me show everyone who the great I Am is, and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Some material from GodQuestions.org.
You can find more about us at visionforchristworld.com. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. There are 7 I Am statements of Jesus in the book of John. That's the 4th book of the New Testament. Here they are. I am the bread of life, John 6:35. I am the light of the world, John 8:12. I am the gate for the sheep, John 10:7. I am the good shepherd, John 10:11. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11:25. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. And finally, the 7th one, I am the true vine, John 15:1. Now, I want to go over each of these references to give you a better idea of what I'm talking about. Please keep in mind that Jesus often spoke in metaphors or figures of speech. For example, Jesus was a human being, a man, not a piece of bread. Bread is a symbol for the life-giving sustenance that he gives to believers. Jesus also is not a literal door or gate. This is symbolic of Jesus being the opening way into eternal life. The same when he said he was the vine. It was a symbolic way of saying people must stay connected by faith to Jesus or they will not grow spiritually. John 6:35, Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." John 8:12, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that gives life." John 8:12, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you will not have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." John 10:7, so he explained to them, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep." John 10:11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep." John 11:25-26, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even if he dies, and the one who lives and believes in me will never die." John 14:6, Jesus replied, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 15:1, "I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener." John 8, 43-59 begins with Jesus talking to the Pharisees. "Why do you not understand what I am saying? It is because you cannot accept my teaching. You people are from your father, the devil, and you want to do what your father desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not uphold the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, because he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I am telling you the truth, you do not believe me. Who among you can prove me guilty of any sin? If I am telling you the truth, why don't you believe me? The one who belongs to God listens and responds to the words of God. You do not listen and respond, because you do not belong to God." The Judeans replied, "Are we not correct in saying that you are a Samaritan and are possessed by a demon?" Jesus answered, "I am not possessed by a demon, but I honor my Father, and yet you dishonor me. I am not trying to get praise for myself. There is one who demands it, and he also judges. I tell you the solemn truth, if anyone obeys my teaching, he will never see death." Then the Judeans responded, "Now we know you are possessed by a demon. Both Abraham and the prophets died, and yet you say, if anyone obeys my teaching, he will never experience death. You are not greater than our father Abraham, who died, are you? And the prophets died too. Who do you claim to be?" Jesus replied, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worthless. The one who glorifies me is my Father, about whom you people say, 'He is our God.' Yet you do not know him, but I know him. If I were to say I do not know him, I would be a liar like you, but I do know him, and I obey his teaching. Your father Abraham was overjoyed to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Then the Judeans replied, "You are not yet 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "I tell you the solemn truth. Before Abraham came into existence, I am." Then they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus was hidden from them and went out from the temple area. So clearly, the Jews understood the meaning of "I am." Back to Exodus 3:14, God appeared to Moses in the burning bush and told him to go to Egypt to lead the Israelites out of slavery. In response, Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites: I am has sent me to you." The existence of God is not dependent upon anyone else. His plans are not based on any circumstances. He promises that he will be what he will be. That is, he will be the eternally constant God. He stands ever present and unchangeable, completely sufficient in himself to do what he wills to do and to accomplish what he wills to accomplish. When God identified himself as "I am who I am," he stated that no matter when or where, he is there. It is similar to the New Testament expression in Revelation 1:8, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." This is true of him for all time, but it would have been especially appropriate for a message in Moses' day to a people in slavery and who could see no way out. "I am" was promising to free them, and they could count on him. So when Jesus used the phrase "I am" repeatedly, he did it intentionally to focus on his deity as inseparable from his humanity. He was the God-man, and he is the only one who has that title. John 3:16 says Jesus was the only begotten, or completely unique one. There is only one real Jesus Christ, and he is the great I am. The final stanza of the poem Invictus by William Ernest Henley expresses the rebellion of mankind to be as a god. Quote, "It matters not how straight the gate, how charged the punishments, the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." Unquote. God is the only one who can accurately describe himself as I am. Jesus claimed the title I am for himself in John 8:58. For the rest of us, I am is a false claim to self-sufficiency. We are not eternally constant or ever-present. Our only hope is to abandon claims of our own sovereignty and sufficiency and to cast ourselves upon the mercy of the real I am. Titus 3:4-7 explains, "But when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared, God saved us, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but on the basis of his mercy, through the washing of the new birth and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us in full measure through Jesus Christ our Savior. And so, since we have been justified by his grace, we become heirs with the confident expectation of eternal life." Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our vision for Christ's broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia on AM medium wave radio, to Albania, North Macedonia, and Greece on FM local area radio, also to Australia and Northern Europe on shortwave. We have just added a radio outreach to the Middle East nations on shortwave from Florida. Our friends there can listen to us on Saturday nights in Israel, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Iraq, and Iran, on the frequency of 15770 kHz at 1900 UTC, which is 9 p.m. in Israel and an hour to an hour and a half later in the other nations. Listen to us online at visionforchristworld.com. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Revelation 1:4-8. Grace to you and peace from the one who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests, to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.